ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Melinda Lagos, editor-in-chief of ASI's magazines, and we have a great show for you today. Fresh off the plane from Chicago is Kathy Houston. You're looking fresh.
Fresh off the boat.
Fresh off the plane. I'm sorry I just hit you with flip-flops.
Yes.
I was right in the face, square in the face.
We're not, we land.
With flip-flops.
Mitt Romney flip-flops.
It was the Obama.
I think it was the Obama flip-flops, actually.
I don't know. I didn't mean to do it.
All right, we'll talk about that.
But it caused much revelry here in the studio this morning.
Sure did.
Well
Kathy,
done, Kathy.
You were at ASI Chicago last week. What was your favorite part of the show?
Taking a taxi every morning to McCormick Place.
You are so odd.
Oh my gosh.
She is the oddest person on the face of the earth.
We're going to move on to Annie Cohn, who is also at ASI Chicago and perhaps
Chicago.
Has more. ASI Orlando, did I say? ASI Chicago. Andy, what was your favorite moment from last week?
The hot party.
No.
You were my favorite moment.
Oh, yes. That was a fun party at the Crimson Lounge.
The counselor hot party
night.
Was great, and you can read all about this year's counselor hot people in the August issue of Counselor magazine.
Kathy missed that
she
hot
did.
Party
I was at a
for
dinner,
some reason.
A special dinner.
She was taking cabs.
Come over in the rain.
She was enjoying her cab around
just
Chicago.
Around Chicago, just doing a loop.
Joe Haley, you were at ASI Chicago.
I was.
You told me that your favorite moment was Tony Robbins. What about his all-day session on Education Day did you like?
I got to hug a lot of people.
You did.
I do. Hugs are good. I like hugs.
You know, it's funny.
Look at Michelle looking
saw,
at me with judging eyes.
I saw everyone in the room hugging. I know that you know one of his things was you have to get your energy up before you go in a room and you know meet with clients and things like that, employees. So he had us all do an exercise where you had to run across the room and find a stranger and hug them like and greet them like they were a long lost friend or lover.
Michelle is audibly sighing again.
She is. However, people who you not normally see with that kind of energy we're running around. I think we witnessed our publisher being picked up by our ad director and swung around the room. Ed picked
that was
up
entertaining.
Rich. But it was very exciting to see. I think people were really into it.
I've always wanted to do one of those free hug videos. You stand with the sign, free hugs.
Okay, well, that could be arranged on the Joe Show.
Thankfully, we didn't firewalk.
No.
On
yes.
the Tony Robbins
apparently
day.
There were some mishaps with that.
Yeah, big time.
Michelle Bell is here. Everyone's favorite supplier, global resource editor. Michelle, you held a supplier lunch that was very popular at the show. What was the big topic?
As always, follow-up at trade shows. Every time I do the panel, distributors, every time on the panel say, please, please, please follow up quickly, suppliers, and they never do.
Wow.
So what do you think the problem is there, Michelle?
I think they get busy when they get back to the office. I think they get overwhelmed and they're just
so they have all these great leads and they just sit in a pile.
I would think that they don't have a pre-show plan to handle them when they get back to the office.
Or a post-show plan.
Possibly pre, but definitely they get overwhelmed. That's why they should get a little help.
All right, so this is the week, suppliers, to follow up with all your great contacts that you met at the show.
Yeah.
All right, today's call-in question is, how can I motivate my clients to start placing orders for the holidays now? We all know that the fourth quarter is crazy busy season for distributors, and it would make life easier for everyone in the industry if clients started placing holiday orders now. So we're going to get some tips on how to do that. If you have any ideas or questions related to that topic, call us at 215-953-4979. Joe, if we put you on the air today, what will we give you?
$25 Visa gift card.
That you can use for your holiday gifts, Kathy.
How about that?
Not you,
sure.
But
well, no.
All right, Joe, tell
she's
us.
She's buying taxi rides.
Start calling us now, 215-953-4979. Joe, what else is on tap for today's show?
Well, Michelle's going to tell us about the lessons learned from Microsoft's branding missteps. Andy has an SOI snapshot that just mailed when, Andy?
It's out.
It
was hot off the
mailed last week.
Mailed last week. How do you build a winning team at work? Well, Kathy's going to tell you to do that. 10 ways to handle difficult customers. Surprisingly, Michelle's not going to handle that story, but Andy will let you know what's going on there.
Why, because she's the difficult customer, usually?
She's just difficult. We also have a look at the effects of workplace bullying, 6 tips for pitch-perfect PR. We have some other topics. Of course, we also have our favorite things, but let's start the show off with the industry news in 60 seconds. Andy.
All right. Thank you, Joe. We begin this morning with government news. U.S. Senator Sherrod Brown introduced legislation last week to force government agencies to only purchase apparel that is 100% made in the USA. The proposed measure is a reaction to the recent disclosure that the uniforms of USA athletes competing in the upcoming Olympics were made in China. More legal news now. The FDA has now officially banned the chemical BPA from baby bottles and sippy cups. The controversial ingredient has been on the FDA's radar as the organization has weighed whether to ban it from other food and drink items. Stop looking at me. Acquisition news now. Supplier Cruisin USA has purchased the operating assets of Victoria Printed Products. Victoria has... What's with laughing? Victoria has provided contract printing for... I'm struggling to get through the news here, people. For companies through Staples promotional products and will continue to the contract following the deal. Apparel news now. Top 40 supplier Sanmar announced that it will offer select Eddie Bauer outerwear items as part of its product line. The agreement begins next month, and Sanmar will start by offering 27 of Eddie Bauer styles. And finally, make sure to check out the latest episode of the Joe Show and Promogram today. Joe, help me out, because I couldn't get through the
news.
That
was the worst reading of the
Are
news.
Are you still drunk from the apple?
Would you like me to read it? Yeah.
The word sippy cup.
It was sippy.
It That's was sippy cup. And then the and two then of went... you laughing at me the whole way. It was a difficult read.
Aw, poor wow, Andy. You're a real pro.
Joe, what is on tap for the Joe Show today?
We have a Bling Coolie. That's a coolie that has your Ooh. Logo with little rhinestones in it. Bling.
Ooh, I'm excited Sweet. To see that. Yeah, I know That's Michelle nice. Will want to invest in one of those for
well, she's
sure.
She's all about the bling.
All right, well, thank you, Andy, for that eloquent reading of the news. We're going to take your calls right now. We want to find out how to motivate clients to start placing orders for the holidays now. If you have any questions or comments on that, give us a call, 215-953-4979, and get a Visa gift card if we put you on the air. On line two, we have Stanley. Good morning, Stanley.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. I got a question for you regarding the holidays. You know, it's one thing to go after clients right now, but how late is too late to go after clients for the holidays, in your opinion? I mean, is it next month? Is it the month after?
Never too late.
No,
if they
no that would be around New Year's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I would agree. I mean, you know, as you get a week
well,
prior
obviously,
to Christmas or
it depends on
Hanukkah
what you're ordering. Certain
holidays.
Things are impossible to get late in the
Correct.
Game. But we talked to, I mean, our buddies at Maple Ridge Farm, they were saying September's an ideal month to order, right? Just to make sure that you get everything in time and personalized.
That's the ideal time. But I think to answer Stanley's question seriously, I don't think there is a too late time. I mean, after the holidays, it's too late. But you could be helping clients find and get products and gifts, you know, straight up. Through December. I don't think that's ideal. I wouldn't suggest
you
do
that.
Right. But you could.
It's possible.
You could. You could help. I mean, if they're struggling and they're really late and you're that service provider that they go to that, you know, that they can rely on, then you better find a way to do it.
Also, how about suggesting Happy New Year gifts? You know, if
sure.
they're going to miss the
or
holidays.
Valentine's.
Then, exactly. Then it's they're going to be away from the pack as well. It's yeah. nice yeah, to come home, you know, after to come back to work after the holidays and have another gift waiting on your desk that you weren't expecting.
I would say the only caveat is check with your suppliers because their inventory starts to run out at
right.
the end of the year and they do not replenish some.
Yeah, it's right. definitely more difficult.
And I would start
no
the
doubt.
Process in September, though.
Yes.
For that reason, Michelle, and let your clients know that as well. If you wait too long, you might miss out.
Well, don't they want to be the first gift that their
That's
client
right.
receives
That's
of
right.
the season?
Or the last gift.
That's why I like Thanksgiving as a holiday gift.
Right.
Or to give it a holiday gift at Thanksgiving.
A turkey?
You can give a turkey.
You can.
You
All right.
Feedback when it comes to food versus product for gifts?
I like a combo. You know, some of the food suppliers in the industry do great things. Like Maple Ridge Farm will have like a really pretty, you know, wooden box or something, but then have treats inside, and then mm-hmm. you can keep the logo box afterward. So I like something that leaves a lasting impression. What do you think, Andy? You're shaking your head.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think the food is good if it's going to an office and, you know, it's a shareable item that many people in an office can have and can, you know, enjoy. But if you want that, you know, stick factor, then, you know, I would add something else to it that people might hang around with, like Michelle's jelly bean thing that she continues to shake.
That's
much
your
maple.
Yo, that's your maple.
I know it is.
Yeah.
But
explain
but
that because we all eat that every day.
Yeah.
Stanley, I don't know if you've ever seen it. It's one of those like jelly bean. It's a game where you put the jelly
it's
beans at the top and it runs
thing.
Through
yeah.
kind
like
of like a little arcade.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Does it do that in your office?
It does.
It does. And I hear
everybody
several times
loves
a day.
It, and they're fascinated by it. I would also say, though, to your question about food versus other items, there are things that you can give people that everyone loves: umbrellas, bags,
right?
Really nice pens, mugs, travel mugs. Mm-hmm. I think they're all really great gifts.
Well, good luck, Stanley. Thanks for calling today.
Appreciate it.
Have a great day.
And check out the hug video. It's really good.
Oh, good. Glad you liked it. We missed you at the hot party, though. Maybe next year.
Next year for sure.
Okay, we'll see. Maybe you'll be on the hot list. You never know. Start campaigning now. All right, thanks, Stanley. Stay on the line for your Visa gift card. Eric Campbell wrote in on this topic on Facebook. He has a really good idea. It says, we've had great success by doing a pre-holiday gift show in our showroom. By providing a browsing atmosphere and having gift item samples on hand with which our customers could interact, as well as take-home info sheets for each product. And it says, the consultants who have to get upper management approval before a purchase is made, for those people, we provide a simpler shopping experience for corporate gift giving and manage to push items that were profitable for business, all while securing gift orders to be fulfilled long before the holiday rush. Victories all around. That's what Eric says. I like the
idea of having
a special gift showroom. I mean, a lot of distributors have showrooms. Why not make it into, you know, like the department stores mm-hmm. do, and do a special holiday type thing? You could even have a little holiday party.
You could play like Christmas music
in August.
Hanukkah.
Did he
August
say when he
July.
Does that?
He does not, but he says that, you know, it's in advance. So I assume that he's probably doing it shortly.
Yeah, that is a great idea. I would suggest everybody mm-hmm. looks at something like that.
And you could make a holiday party out of it.
Yeah,
but
definitely.
In the summer.
Make it fun. That would be fun.
Be great. Great idea from Eric Campbell from Facebook. Thank you. We have on line one, Stacy. Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good, thanks. What's your question?
Well, I'm trying to, I'd like to do something creative this year, and I was thinking of maybe doing a self-promotion campaign with a holiday theme. Do you guys have any ideas for me?
Michelle, you're our self-promotion queen. Have you seen any clever holiday-themed self-promotions out there?
I've seen a couple. I've seen some with
Didn't we see a snowman one recently?
The Slanket.
Snowman.
Somebody sent a Slanket with hot chocolate from, I think it was A La Carte or a company like that. Anything that ties in with winter. That way you get tied in with a specific religion.
Mm-hmm.
But anything that has to do with winter. Anything that has to do with, if your clients are in a cold weather area, you could do like a gift pack of things that have to do with, like, you know, ice scrapers, mm-hmm. mittens, anything like that.
And it's great to do it now because, again, it's unexpected.
Right.
I think Kathy and I were looking at a snowman kit.
Yeah,
like
it was
a snowman
kit from Promo Shop, I think.
Promo Shop did it.
They did a really good self. I think that's in the most recent issue of Advantages.
And that's pretty easy to do because you can go, like, to any craft store and get the stuff to look like coal and plastic carrots, and then you can get an embroidered scarf from the industry.
But actually now, Promo Shop found a supplier that makes the whole kit, the kit, and they sent it out as self-promo and ended up getting business from mm-hmm. a client from that. So that was really cute. All right. Well, thank you very much. Hope that gives you some ideas.
Thank you.
Have a great day and stay on the line for your Visa gift card. And on line two, we have...
Is that Ray? Or
Ray
McKee. Hello, Ray.
Good morning to you. This is Ray from the big city of Roanoke, Virginia.
All right. Oh, wow. Ray's got a radio voice.
Yes, Ray should have read the news.
Ray, you're hired.
Ray, how are you today?
With regards to the holiday situation, quite frankly, right around mid-July to mid-August, I begin taking my Christmas or holiday orders, and I begin to impress upon them a sense of urgency, which is, look, we've really got to get these orders in hand by September 15th, so it gives the manufacturers plenty of time to get these products to you, for you to get your lists together, and I'd be more than willing to help you out on distribution, et cetera. But the sooner we act, the better, so we don't forget anybody else later on. So building that sense of urgency helps me because then it plants the seed in my client's head that right around September 15th, they've got to have it all done, finished, and complete. And so then that gives me adequate time for those who may be those that delay, pardon me, later on. So building a sense of urgency, very positive thing.
I really like that, and it's really, I think, helpful for your clients to have someone like you you know, keeping them organized like that. What do you guys think?
Well, I just wanted to ask Ray if you think that clients are ready, you know, when you start talking to them in June or July, are they prepared at that point?
They're not really prepared, but planting those seeds, if anything, I'm able to impress upon them, well, look, maybe it's a bit early right now, but look, let's get this thing going by no later than July 10th to 15th. When can we put you down for a date? Now, before we move on, I have a question. It's a quandary that I would like to propose to all of you. In fact, it's called Stump the Band. I have a question that I really need help on, and I need to speak to the in-resident genii. Are you ready?
Ready. We're ready.
That's
okay.
Joe. I think he's
our in-resident
genii. I
have a client that I'm very frustrated in trying to help, and she's saying we have so many people that have been part of our organization, a national organization, for a long period of time, and we wish to give them that gold watch, per se. But all of a sudden, they're beginning to understand that, with all due respect, watches aren't as in great a popular demand as they had been way back when, and they're looking for other alternatives, and I'll be honest with you, I was stumped. What do you suggest as being the new fashion watch of the future?
Wow, I feel like we're on a game show.
Well,
I know.
Well,
Joe,
what I would go with is there are so many Fantastics awards in this industry that you can get. The person who receives that would be proud to get it, would be happy to display it in their office, in their home. So people would then, hey, Andy, why did you get that nice award?
Hey.
And then you can, you know, pat yourself on the back. Say, well, I'm just fantastic. I've been here for 25 years. So,
You know what I think is good, Ray, for something like that, too, is not to say, here's a watch or here's something specific, but to let them have a choice.
Exactly.
You know, those years of service awards
are a beautiful, small catalog.
Yeah. And it doesn't have to be much. It could be 5 to 10 different things that are along the same price line of a watch, but might appeal to the individual personalities of the people. I think that's part of the...
They might want a grill.
Right.
Or,
right.
You know, a piece of jewelry.
Mm-hmm. I like Andy's answer.
Right. Ray, what's the name of your company?
My company is Star Spangled Specialties. And the other caveat, though, is that they make these presentations at award nights, if you will. And they would say, well, we'd like to recognize Mary Jones for having been a valuable part of the organization for the past 15 years. And with that in mind, we present to you this wonderful watch. Well, she's looking for another alternative. And to say, now presenting to Mary Jones a brand new grill, I don't know. That might be a little bit too much in front of a stage.
Well, I think you could give them some kind of small award,
a token,
and then tell them that they are able to pick what really appeals to them from the catalog, as Andy mentioned.
Or you might mention what Marianne picked out, and maybe it's something that seems really exciting.
Right.
You know?
That's true, too.
Can I just say we have a celebrity on the air? You guys may not know this, but Ray has the distinction of having imprinted a sheep back in the day.
Oh, wow.
Ray McKay.
Is this
you guys
true?
Remember that?
I do.
Imprinted a what?
A sheep.
A sheep. Oh, now you're gonna have to fill me in on this one.
I wrote an article about you once that you imprinted a sheep.
But apparently Ray doesn't recall this.
I'll have to send you the article. Ray
has no recollection of the sheep.
Well, they do have sheep in Virginia. I've seen them.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not going to go much further at this juncture.
Well,
you
Ray.
You guys are putting on a fantastic program. Again, I try to listen as often as possible. What you offer to all of us out here in ASI land is something I truly appreciate. Your enthusiasm, your ideas. On behalf of all of us out here in Radio Land, I want to thank you so very much for all that you do.
Well, thank you so much for calling, Ray. Call us anytime. We love your ideas.
Send us some watches.
Stay on the line for your Visa gift card, and have a great day, Ray.
Okay.
All right, I want to learn more about this.
We're going to post it online.
I remember the lead to that story that it's not a goat.
Yeah.
Because I had heard it was a goat. You had did it on Funny People in the Industry.
Yeah.
And
years ago, like
Glenn Colton was in the article.
12 years ago, I wrote the article.
So I'm going to have to see proof of this.
It's not a good.
I think Ray is going to have to see proof of this.
We have a picture.
Ray didn't seem to own up to that either. So I want to see this.
Ray didn't want to admit anything with a sheep.
All right, on line 4 we have Ed. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, folks. I think when I get a moment, I'm going to have you nominated for the Internet Radio Emmys. You guys are good.
Oh, wow. Thanks. I don't know. After Andy's performance earlier, I'm not sure if we'll qualify.
That was an aberration.
No, Andy's the exception, maybe.
He is. All right. What can we do for you, Ed?
One of a couple of comments. One of them is regarding the holiday gifts. Don't be shy to let the maple ridges and the sweet nut trees and folks like that give you mail, or not give you, but to supply for a charge mailings that are very important in reminding early and even late, because they can accommodate you last minute pretty much, to remind your customers that you do food. A lot of them, I find, don't even know. If it's not somebody that knows me well, they don't even know I do food.
That's a really good point.
I mean, it's you would think they might, but and we actually do gift baskets for 20 years before I was ever ASI, so I had a little leg up and, you know, more entrenched in that arena than just a regular distributor would be.
But yeah, and, you know, I think Ed has a good point. I think, and I've heard this from other distributors, a lot of people don't know distributors provide food, and they'll just go to, like, a local, you know, gourmet food store to get a gift basket completely unpersonalized or, you know, unimprinted, and aren't even aware of the options we have for our industry. So I think that's a really great tip.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Joe?
I agree.
All right.
Don't let that be lost on you.
Good.
Thank you, Ed.
Thank you, Ed. Thanks for calling, and stay on the line for your Visa gift card. We're going to pause for a message from today's sponsor, and when we return, Andy's going to give us a sneak peek of the state of the industry.
Where do you see your business in the next 5 years? Do you believe that you have all the support and tools to reach your goals? With AIA, your vision can become reality. AIA understands that not all businesses are the same. They work with you to craft a customized individual plan that develops your business in a way that's best for you and the professional life you want to create, regardless of where your business is in its life cycle. When you become part of the AIA community, you have the resources, talent, and expertise of a robust organization at your fingertips, all while keeping your business and your clients. The offer? A simple agreement with no non-compete provisions, no money up front, no monthly or transactional fees, and no technology fees. One simple rate, period. Contact AIA today, 877-212-7324 or www.aiacommunity.com.
Welcome back to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show. We've offered some great tips this morning on how to be selling gifts, holiday gifts to clients right now. I think the number one tip is to get started. We have lots of evidence of people who are doing it now and having success. So now is the time to sell holiday gifts, get people moving. And speaking of gifts, we'll have the gift of hearing Andy speak again. The Counselor
Let's
Magazine.
Let's just hope that the word sippy cups doesn't come up again.
The Counselor Magazine State of the Industry Report is hot off the presses. Andy, what is the top find or the most interesting find?
Well, you know, we broke up the trends sort of that we found in the survey this year into 10 trends that are really shaping business in the industry. So let me walk you through a few here today. You can see them all online right now at counselormag.com. But the first are looking at some markets that are doing well and some others that are falling. So the ones that are expanding, healthcare and pharmaceutical, really expanding, healthcare being the number one sector for promotional product sales that distributors are targeting. And the other one, pharmaceutical, I think is really interesting because it's sort of a comeback story. You know, there were lots of regulations a few years ago, and that really killed revenues to the pharmaceutical sector to an extent. Well, now they're coming back, and I think it's because people are starting to realize that pharma buyers, you know, are actually buying promotional products. They're just doing it in a more educational way. So as long as you have that sort of educational plan to pitch to pharmaceutical companies, they're still buying and increasing their buying as well. A couple that are falling, education and financial, certainly hit by the economy over the last couple of years. Education was kind of a stalwart when the economy was going down.
No, they're falling, but they're still extremely
robust.
Lucrative markets.
Yes,
correct.
They are robust.
So they're still top, just
compared to their past
few
years.
They're not on the rise.
They're not on the rise, exactly. We spoke to plenty of distributors who echo the idea that banks and other financial institutions are really cutting back on their spending. Mm-hmm. I would say education is just hit by some budget shortfalls over the last year to 2 years. So those are some sectors that distributors are struggling in a little bit, but as you said, Melinda, they are still big sectors that distributors sell to. A couple other points that I just wanted to highlight. Distributors say that clients are increasingly asking for more services from them, and we talk about that all the time on the show, and I kind of alluded to alluded to it earlier with the with one of our callers in the idea that you need to be a service provider. That clients don't want to just think of you when they're purchasing promotional products. They want other marketing services from you. So the the idea is to bring ideas to them and be a fuller service provider. There's lots of revenue opportunities there that are kind of non-traditional, and distributors are saying that they're really tapping into that. The last thing I want to point out is that distributors say that clients are improving their pay habits, which is a very good sign. In 2009, the number of days of sales outstanding, which is the measure of how long it takes clients to pay, was 38. That fell 5 days in our survey this year to 33. That's a significant number.
Yeah, that's good.
That's the lowest amount that it's been, I believe, in the last 5 years. So clients have really improved their pay habits. That's something that distributors are happy about. I also think that that's a measure of distributors being able to get a little bit more upfront than they have been in the past.
Yeah, so I was going to ask, are distributors doing anything different?
Yeah, I think they are. I think they're doing that. I think they're really trying to get more upfront and to, you know, not just have a payment on delivery or even 30 to 60 days after delivery.
And, you know, I've read the issue, obviously, and the whole thing is pretty bullish. I mean, we have a...
Yeah, for sure.
Giant green arrow on the front. There's a lot that's up and a lot to be excited about. So I encourage everyone to check that out. You can go to CounselorMag.com and also check out the latest issue of Counselor Magazine. We have time for one more segment. Michelle, it's July. Everyone's going on summer vacations, but here's something interesting. Hotels are actually pursuing teens and preteens with promotions. What's that all about?
They are. Hotels are now realizing that to build loyalty, they need to do it as early as possible. And teens and younger millennials have become an influential demographic because they set social trends through their use of Facebook and Twitter. Also, they have a lot of pull with their parents.
Absolutely.
So, you know, when parents are deciding where to go for a vacation, often, you know, the kids have a lot to say about that. Omni Hotels now have their own teen concierge, where teen guests and tween guests can use Twitter, Facebook, email, or text message and get recommendations from the concierge as to where to go. The concierge often has free gifts for teens and kids checking in, which is a really good idea. The Ritz-Carlton offers teen beauty products and beauty treatments for that demographic. And Tyson's Corner in Virginia has an American Girl, which I know that your girls liked at one point, getaway packages, and they have giveaways that tie in with that as well. So it's a really smart thing to do because, as one expert in hotel management says, that's the demographic you want to get right now because they wield so much power.
Yeah. I would totally agree with that. I have a teen and a tween. And they have a lot of influence. We're going on vacation this summer, and, you know, Birdie, my oldest, wanted to make sure that the places that we had booked have room service. Because, but it's like, really? Like, how does she even know what that is?
My kids have no choice.
All right. Well, we have just enough time for Michelle Bell's favorite part of the show, which is when editors talk about their favorite products of the week. Kathy Houston, we're going to start with you.
Okay. Mine is sure to be a fan favorite. It's a cool variation on noisemakers called Spirit Clackers from Points of Light, ASI 78825. And they're fingerless gloves with noisemakers on the inside. So when you clap, they make a lot of noise. And plus, you could still, Michelle would like that, she could still use her BlackBerry while she's at the game cheering for her team.
Which is really important.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. She should just shake her BlackBerry. That would be very special.
Wasn't sure what she was going to be shaking.
She could shake her money maker.
Wasn't sure where that was headed.
All right, Andy Cohn, what's your favorite product of the week?
You know, this is actually my wife's favorite product, but it's a champagne resealer. We have probably a dozen of these things because...
Can't finish a bottle in an evening, the two of you?
Because she's really the only one who drinks it, so it gets resealed all the time and put into our fridge. But this comes from Wine Appreciation Guild, and that's ASI 97292. Check it out online at asicentral.com/radio.
Check it out. Joe Haley, you've got some sort of alcohol there.
Yes, we do. This is the ice bag. It's good for chilling a bottle of wine. So you fill it up with ice. You can take it with you. So it's portable. It's great for holiday gifts. You could put an etched bottle of wine in there at your holiday party for a guest and put your logo on the outside. Or you could send this. They could bring it home. Or you could send it to clients this way, too.
I really like that.
This is from Wine Appreciation Guild, ASI 97292. And you can find them at www.wineappreciation.com.
All right, Michelle.
Champagne resealer as well, Joe.
Michelle, what is your favorite product?
Mine, as we were just talking about candy and chocolate for the holidays, is from A La Carte, and that's ASI 30350, and it's a box of 18 pieces of chocolate, but what I liked about it is that the chocolates can be custom molded into the shape of little houses or little cars, so if you're a real estate agent, you can give them as a thank you gift to a potential client or a client.
I like that. A lot of these gifts could make good holiday gifts, which was the topic of today's show. All right, we are out of time. Thank you very much for listening, and thanks to today's show sponsor, AIA. Be sure to tune in next week. Same time, same place. Have a great week, everyone.